After I left Winchester Public School, over there at Rose Avenue and Winchester Street, I studied engineering for a while, but didn't care for it too much because I kind of had this acting bug. So when I was 18, they gave me a part in a play here in Toronto, and I had a great time. I guess it was really the beginning of my life as an actor. I did pretty well, so I headed off for New York, and 3 years later got a job in vaudeville. Finally, I got a part in a real play in New York City, and although it wasn't exactly Broadway, it was a darn good start. But I had to provide for my wife Rhea and our new baby boy John, so I went back to engineering work for a while. But I still wanted to be an actor. So a few years later, I headed out to Los Angeles to try the movies. It was a young industry at the time, so I figured I had a pretty good chance. It took a while, but things started going my way eventually. Heck, in 1929 alone, I made 6 movies. And the next year, I got to play Abraham Lincoln for the great director, D.W. Griffiths. But it's the Treasure of the Sierra Madre that I made in 1948 with Humphrey Bogart that most folks remember me for. I must have done a pretty good job, because they gave me the Academy Award that year as Best Supporting Actor. And it all started at the Winchester Public School in Cabbagetown.